2 before 8. Yes, I was in the jungle. My trophy room is laden with the heads of various endangered species. I was in the jungle when suddenly all my gun bearers dropped everything and dashed off into the bush. My guide left me. I was left with my two companions in our sweat-stained khakis, defenseless, as this group of armed Maasai tribesmen surrounded us. Their faces were painted in war garb, their hair dung-decorated, their muscles grotesquely overdeveloped. They grabbed us, and in no time at all, we were whisked to their camp, where the three of us were tied standing to stakes. We waited for something to happen while they beat the drums. Finally, a tent flap flew open, and this grotesquely overweight man waddled over to us. The chief, they bowed before him. He looked at us. He said, "You will have a choice. You may choose death, or you may choose Kutanga." We look at each other wondering, my God, what do we want to do? Shoot a zebra now, look at this. So the chief went to my first companion and he said, "What will it be? Death or Kutanga?" And he said, "Geez, anything's better than dying. Whatever Kutanga is, it can't be as bad as being, you know, history. I choose Kutanga." The chief's eyes lit up. He smiled. He clapped his hands. He said, "Let it be Kutanga!" And all the warriors lined up behind my friend, and one after another. Oh, it was awful. It was awful. Be strong, Willie, be strong! And finally, when the last tribesman had left, he lay there whimpering in the sand. Then the chief walked to my next companion and said, "What will it be? Will it be death? Or will it be Kutanga?" And my friend said, "My God, as horrible as that looked to me, at least you're alive! At least you're alive! I want to live! I choose Kutanga!" And the chief's eyes lit up, he clapped his hands, he said, "Let it be Kutanga!" And once again, the warriors lined up! Oh, my God! I couldn't watch. I turned away. I held my ears against his scream. And at last, when the last tribesman was smoking a camel, it was over. Finally, he came to me. He said, "What will it be for you? Death or Kutanga?" I spat right in his face. I said, "I'd rather die than be subjected to your cruel games. I choose death!" And so the chief turned and smiled to his tribesmen. He clapped his hands. He said, "Let it be death by Kutanga!"